There are 10 differences between Dine Mamres and Dine Nefashis. The Kulan and all of them ain't Noyeg in Beshar HaNiskal. All the differences are not Noyeg when you kill a Shar, they're good. Chutz Ma'asim V'Shloisha, except that you need 23. So now, why would you think now? Why would you think, yeah? Zakhtar Rashi, Asar Advaram Tram Masnizim. In our mission, the first mission of the Perek, we learned 10 differences. If you count it up, it's 10. Differences between Dine Mamres and Dine Nefashis. We start with the Zchus, we start with the Chayva. Do you change over? Could you change over? Do we listen to other people that aren't part of the Bezdin? And all these things done in B'yayim, we're going in B'layla. If you remember the Mishnah, if you count it up, there are 10 things in the Mishnah. So now, what's Shaya Niskal? It should be similar to Dine Nefashis. Afa Pisha Manu Perakama. Even though we did learn in the first mission of the Masechta that you need 23 like when you kill a person. So why? Because the Pasuk says, we make a drasha. The Pasuk, just like Hashem Yisakel Gamba all of you must. Kamisas Abaylam Kach Misas Hashem. That's the first mission in the Masechta. So just like you kill a person, you kill his axe. So therefore, you would think that all the other dinim in the Mishnah apply in our Mishnah, that you only first start with a schus for this poor little axla. And all those things that, you know, you don't change your mind with him. We tell you, no, we don't care about the ax as much as we care about the person. Okay? Chus ma'ashim v'shleish v'tzach chav gimel k'dinin nefash. Zak l'gemar. Menorah n'mili. How do you know this? Amar Rav Acha bar Papa, the Amar Kol Loisata Mishpat Ev Yoncha Beriva. Right, that means the Gemara wants to know. How do you know? Maybe just like you need 23 bezdin people to kill an ox, maybe he needs all the dinim in our Mishnah. It's like a regular person. So the Gemara says no. It says Loisata Mishpat Ev Yoncha Beriva. So we say Mishpat Ev Yoncha Iatamata. Aval Atamata Mishpat Shalsha Aniska. You don't switch over. You don't push bend over. To a person, but to a shah, we don't care about, and we could, you know, be matter the schus to the chayva.
Have a rive of one.
What?
Have a rive of one,
exactly, right? We don't care about the shah as much as we care about the person. Dr. Asher, leisata lera al pi echad. We know when you kill a person, you need to have at least two more than one. It's not just enough that you have one; you have 12 that said kill him and 11 that said don't kill him. You need 13. You need two more than the zaka. So, l'isadra al piyachad, aval atamata l'chay v'din asher al piyachad. V'asher yidudu umahachah gama l'kulu milas. And from here we learn out all the rest of the things in the Mishnah. L'nihigi chutz mi'chav gimel. Except for chav gimel, you need 23 people. Mustabe the hekesh l'ach yudasa. Mustabe the hekesh came for that. Shu ikir adin v'tchilos aval kulu inech the rest l'hatzala asi. I'm coming to say the person, Ma lan alachas asher amud, mutav l'kayim b'viyah ta'ayah. So to my right. Asara, we just said that there are 10 differences between Dine Mamanis and Dine Nefashis. Abavah said there are 10 differences between Dine Mamanis and Dine Nefashis, and they don't apply by a shah. So in fact, the Gemara, if you count up in the Mishnah, Hotes have it. It's only 9. So we didn't count, so we don't have a question, not 10 and not 9. But if you count up, it's really 10. But the Gemara is asking, it's 9. Yes. So the Gemara, 9. Ha'asarik tani, no, look it up. And you'll see that it's 10. So, I mean, what's going on over here? So the Gemara explains, Mishum de'ein ha'kar k'shein v'esim v'shloi shachadihi. Because the Mishnah says that you don't need them to be kasher. You don't have to have the kashers. And the fact that you need 23, that's all included in one. That's one halacha. That means there are really 10 differences in the Mishnah. But two of them are considered the same type of, same counting. Which means two of them are considered in one. The one that says that you need 23, and the one that says that you don't need someone which is kasher, are both the same thing. Zakri Rashi. Hotisha Have. V'hada Pakino. Then we ask Atkaf. V'hayud Tnama says. It says 10. V'amar Hayde Kashlan Tesav Mishum. De'ena Kol Ksheirin. V'esam V'shloish Echadohi. Why? The my time a mam's apostle within the fascists. Why is a mam's apostle within the fascists? You should be in a chav gimel. Since you need 23, it's a mam's is kasha. It's apostle. The Hani Sanhedrin. Ubi Sanhedrin said, Nasu itcha b'daim and lecham yichasim kemaischa. That's what it says. But less than 23 is not a real Sanhedrin. So for there, it's all included. So those two are the same thing. So yes, why did Rebbe Bo say that there are 10 differences between dinei mamnes and dinei nefashas? There are really only 9. Zakti Gemara, hey Kachriti, I found you another one. Not in this Mishnah, but I found you another difference.
So
best of 3,
you can have a mountain.
Yeah. The Tani, we're letting the Braisa. Sanhedrin, Zakin Visaris. And we should ain't lay banu. We don't have a Zakin or a Saris, or someone who doesn't have any children. Why?
Won't have Rachmanis.
He doesn't have Rachmanis. He doesn't know what it means to have Rachmanis. Interesting concept. What are your wife?
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
A mother to a child is different
than a spouse. And or you could say that it's even more because it's ishtek igufa. That's you. That's mamash you. So big deal. You have achmanis. You didn't teach yourself achmanis. The same way your left hand hurts. Your right hand hurts also, right? It's your body that hurts. So ishtek igufa means literally that your wife is, she came from your body, and therefore it's not a kunz.
So if someone had a baby when he was 80, you're going to tell me he's kosher for the he doesn't have a din of zakin?
Yeah, okay. If you had a
baby. No, because he still won't feel it. That's what it says.
The problem is if she's 80 and has kids, then she'll be kosher. No, it's not true. There's no, we pay a talking no matter what. Okay,
she says Zakin,
what's the Zakin? Very interesting, it's a very interesting concept. He forgot already Tzah Gidolbanim, so he's not a real Rachman. Bechein Saris.
It proves to you that the reason why you could do so much to your children is because you work so hard for them. So maybe it creates a certain bond that you're able to.
Right, but we're saying now to other people also it creates.
Right. No, I'm just pointing at this point that being that he doesn't have the Tzar Gid Laban, maybe he doesn't have the Rechmanis. The Tzar Gid Laban is what creates the Rechmanis.
Right.
Or that brings out your Rechmanis.
Yeah. How would you ever? I never feel a rachmanis like this unless you have children.
Right.
I never felt this. How do you know what it feels like to transfer them to somebody else? Because you've never had that feeling before. When you have children, it's a whole. You've learned a whole new part of yourself that you never thought you probably even had a rachmanis.
Right.
So how, even if you never knew what that felt like or tapped into that, how could you ever know then to have it for somebody else to transfer?
That's what he's saying. Yeah, exactly. So that's why the sefer says
just to adopt somebody would work for
you. It would, sure. Because that's real rachmanis. As the Chassam Sefer says that Nadav Avihu is a shaila why they got killed, right? So one Chazal say, Pashas we learn because they were Meir Arachal of Nerab, but they drank Yayin, like we learn Pashas the Pesukim and Mashmah that. But some say because they weren't married. So what's so bad about that? Sofa says because when you're not married, if you're married, it's okay. If you're never married, so you never know what rachmanis means. You never understand people. So Mela, that's what he says. That's where all the ancient come for someone that was never married. Okay. So the Mavait, if you the Maisif, Afach Zari, so to a Achzer cannot be a. But the opposite is b'meisis. Rachman amal esachma v'leitzachasa alof. Don't have rachmanis on a meisis. So we don't care about a meisis, even if someone doesn't have rachmanis. Adrava. We really attack this meisis since he tries to get other people to do averis. We don't like it. Says the Mavaita.
How do they know who Achsari is? Where the Gedarim of Achsari?
You see, we ask the people.
To contribute would be 11.
Yeah. Well, it's part of it. It's part of it. It's part of it. I don't know if that's how we do it, but you say. Yeah. Exactly. More about it. Akel k'shay and lodem din and mominus. Written in the Mishnah, everyone's kasha. So the Akel asuya maya. What's it coming to be maya? Who is it? Who's it including? I'm Rabbi the lasuya mamza. A mamza could be a dayan and din and nefash din and mominus. The more tanuna chadazim the kol yoy lodem din and nefash. It's yoy lodem din and mominus. The Mishnah says anyone that could be a bezdin on din and nefash could be a bezdin on din and mominus. But we still say the yesh yoy lodem din and mominus. But you know din and nefash. But there are some that could be for dinei mamas, not for dinei nefash. Avinu bo, and we clear lasuya mai. Who's that including? So we see already another place that we know that a mamza could do for dinei mamas. So why we need our mission over here to tell you again that to teach you a mamza? So the more chadal lasuya ge, a chadal lasuya mamza. One is to teach you a ge, to be meisiv a ge, and one is to be meisiv a mamza. Now, so the more betzricha, you need both of them. Why? Because each one has its milas and chesronos. He can marry into anyone. Ava mamzer, a malot. A mamzer can't marry anyone. So you would think he cannot be a dayan. Yashmina mamzer, the bar mitipak shere. A mamzer came from Zera Yisrael. He came from a yid. Ava ger, the loy bar mitipak shere. Since he didn't come from a Jewish, a malot, tzricha. That's why you need both to be ma'ave to teach you that they both could be a dayan in dinim mamonis. Like Rashi, mitipak she'er mezei Yisrael, mikol mum. No, we didn't say that. Tzadim ha'vayte ve'en ha'kel k'she'en lodin dinim nefashis. Not everyone's kosher to dan dinim nefashis. My time up. The Tanya of Yosef. K'she'em she'bezin menukin b'tzedek. Just like bezin has to be righteous people. Kach menukin mikol mum. They have to be without a mum. What type of mum? Not a mum, a physical mum. Rashi says, mikol mum, p'kam mishpacha. And not a mamzer, like we said, not a ger. It can't be any of that. Amar meima, micro. What's the pasuk? It says in pasuk, kulach yafarei asi a mum ein bach. So we're talking about a dayan over there. He doesn't have any mum. The more vedilma mum mamish. How do you know it means mum kamish bacha? Maybe it means a real mum, like always when it says a mum, it means a physical mum. Why would you say it means kamish bacha? Amar vacha v'yakov amakro v'siatzvu sham. Am imach. So we say, imach bedaimelach, someone who's similar to you. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu over there. So someone who's similar to you in psul yichus. So it's not only physical, it's also.
So why do the pasuk of shir shirim? Just take this pasuk and use it anyway.
Oh, Zok Demar, because we'll see. It's Vidilma, hasam shem shchina. No, maybe it's not a good pasuk at all. Over there, they were talking about shchina, v'siatz v'sham imach. So therefore you need to be much holier, much, you can't have any mum. To be similar to you. Zakyashi. Mishum Shina Hanak to be a Maimaisha who to be inom Yuchasim. The days of Maisha they needed the dying to be Miyokish Yoy Shatisha Shina Ale. Because you needed the Tisha Shina Ale. The Chsiv, the Bach takes the word but Salti Minaruach. So you see from there that there was Shechina, the Ruach of Nevuah. V'nasu itcha b'sanhedroi shechilek lo yisra. Look at that. We have the parasha of this week. Mark's Shabbos, this is
a birthday parasha.
Birthday parasha. Shechilek lo yisra lishbet is am.
The ink. Last week was the week before, yeah, for this week.
Yeah. So he has this parasha of Yisra. Ain't coming from Shechina. The Chesiv Hakem Alecha, V'Nasu Itcha, V'Loyme V'Nasu Itcha B'Masaham. Ya'alav Dehu B'Shiv Miskeinim Shalchim Eloyamay. The Chesiv Mishum Shechina. He's going. He's telling you which pasuk it is going in the pasuk Yisrael, and not by the Zakein. Zok the Mishnah.
So it's considered for Mount Terry, even though
they
didn't have it.
Zok the Mishnah. Sanhedrin Haisa Kechatzi Goyen Agula. The Sanhedrin, how'd they sit? They sat like in a half a circle. Mm-hmm. They should see each other. Now, who should see who?
But they should all see each other. On the ends, they could see each other.
Right. Why would they need to see each other? Why does Bezin, why does one dying have to see the other dying?
Well, we have that when the Rebbe Meir said that it depends if you can see the front of your Rebbe or just the back. It makes a big difference because you can tell what he means by his expression.
No. But we're talking about the dying to see the other dying.
You don't really understand what he's saying if you can't see his face.
Why do I have to understand what the other dying is saying?
They're supposed to listen to each other. That's how they deliberate.
Mm-hmm. Rashi says, so then, Avshal Chav Gimel, Kichatzi Goyen Agula, but Agula Hayyashin, they would sit in a round circle, in a half a circle. Kadeshi Kulin Rayin Zezet. Lafi, because if Shema Yashin Beshura, if they would sit in a straight line, Ain Pnei Rishayim Rayin Zezet, the first ones won't see the last ones. Uba Agula Shleim Ein Yashin, let them sit in a full circle. Lafi Shatrichim Bali Hadin Va Edim Likones, Ladam Vifne Kulam. The Bali Hadin have to come in and talk in front of all of them. And with the Edim. She kulan rayin es Edim, and they all have to see the Edim, umedaktikin bedivrayim, and be medaktik in their words. V'loy she'e pnei Edim l'shu yazu v'achareyim l'zu. It shouldn't be that the Edim are facing this person and the back is to that person. So that's why we can't have a full circle.
That's very good, though. The judges on the ends, Rashi's saying the same thing. They have to be able to discuss and see each other.
Yeah, but it's very interesting. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi, by the full circle, Rashi says...
The full circle, that, the semicircle, he said two reasons.
One second. He says he can't have a full circle because then they're not going to see the Edom. They need to see the person. Right. Fine, that makes sense. Rashi was very elaborate over there. And over there, Rashi doesn't explain. He just says that they should see each other. He doesn't say why. Right, a straight line, Rashi says no.
I mean, Rashi says that the Edom should see all the...
That makes sense.
The whole Bezin.
Right, that makes sense, and everyone should see the Edom on the front, right. Not in the back.
But why
each one over here, Rashi doesn't explain. Rashi just says that they won't see each other.
That's all he says?
Yeah.
Okay, it elaborates here a little bit more.
Oh, but you?
Yeah, just in the English, like it says with Rabbi Mazel.
Right, and they bring the quote from Rashi?
Yeah.
No, they just say what Rashi said. They don't say that the reasoning why they need to see each other.
It says the judges here in the English says the judges had a configuration in which they would see each other and see each other while they discuss the case. This could be accomplished if they sat in a line because the judges at two ends would then not be able to see each other. They would therefore sign a summary.
No, but we don't understand why would they have to see each other. That's why, which is a true story. Okay. It doesn't.
I could see how we would come to that conclusion, though.
Right, that's how Rabbi Mazel came to the conclusion.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay, yeah, no, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, no, it makes sense. I'm saying, but it's like an interesting. Like how much by the Bali Dinam, I understand you have to see the facial expressions. And the guy comes to say that Reuben killed Shimon. So you really want to see, you want to catch him, you want to. So there, it's very important to see his face.
But it helps pay attention too when you're paying attention when you're engaged.
It's not someone talking like that. It's someone talking. I'm just saying, interesting. I agree to all the swazis. It's interesting.
The rest they shouldn't see because sometimes when you definitely want to come from the gullah, that's why you don't want to study. I'll look at
by the chayiv.
What's that?
Because I said they look at the guy.
No.
Look at the guy in charge.
Interesting.
That's the biggest of them all.
Okay.
And read into whatever he's thinking.
The shnei sefer hadayanim oimdim lefneim. The two. What do they call it?
Stenographers.
Yeah, are standing there. Echad oimdim doesn't have to mean they stand, literally. It just means they're there. Echad miyamin ve'echad mismal. One is the right side, one is the left side. V'koysin divrei ha-mezakim ve'divrei ha-mechayvim. The Mesir Shatz, which is... They write the both. They write both. Each one writes both. They write whatever's going on. Abriudai mishloisha. There were three people writing. Echad koysiv, divrei ha-mezakim. One writes just the divrei ha-mezakim. Echad koysiv, divrei ha-mechayvim. One writes just the divrei ha-mechayvim. V'ashlishi koysiv, divrei ha-mezakim, divrei ha-mechayvim. The third person, just to make sure that everything's going correct, and so they had a suffix or something, so he writes everything. So Kriyashi, Kaisin Devim Zakin Mechaim, and Shneem Kaisin Devim Zakin, Shneem Kaisin Devim Mechaim, and Shem Yitah Echad, Yechiyach Kisvay Al Shel Chaveh. Like this, they'll have a...
The guy makes a mistake, you'll have a different...
Yeah, I'll look. Shloi Shavim, Shemitayach Tayre Chataimim, Sheyav Alem, Yitu Bedavah Ala Echad, Yitu Bedavah, they can make a mistake. Ala Echad Kaisiv, Devim Zakin. So we have one person just on the mezakin, one person just on the mechayvim, v'gimel kaisiv divrei kulam, the third person writes everything. It's not that hard. Like yikatsu b'dava, They'll be able to write it better. And we have a third person just in case one makes a mistake.
So Rashi is obviously saying that they're going to write an abbreviated version.
Right.
The Shalosh is
going to
write a shorter version of it. Because otherwise it would be a big turf. Otherwise it would be the same turf.
He has to write the full. But he's just going to write it short. The other people are like Katsu Badaba. They're going to be Makatsu. He's going to write it.
Anyway, how could they write that fish? You can't write as fast as you talk. They don't slow down. The Adam don't say slower.
So that's why we have pornographies.
Right. Yeah, that's our stenographies by the guy.
Stenography.
They don't write. But over here they wrote Stan Ksav.
No, they had the machines, Rabbi.
They didn't have machines.
They didn't have machines. How do you know?
What?
What's the raya? Who says the name?
We say Kaisu.
maybe they don't do it slower.
Yeah. No, but you know.
Yeah, like, names
maybe, they, maybe they wrote in a different way. They have
abbreviated shorthand.
Sure.
They have an abbreviated
shorthand. If they don't do something, they have to stop recording. That's what it
is. Really?
Yeah.
Yeshon of Nam, Afhenka Gula. Oh, this is later. Zok the Mishnah Vayit. Veshalosh Shus Tal Tamid Chacham Yeshon of Nam. There were three rows of Tamid Chacham that sat behind this row. The first row was 23. There are three rows behind him. Kol echad ve'echad makas mekayim. Everyone knows his seat. So now, why do we have these three rows? These people sitting behind them, just in case you can need more Sanhedrin, right? If one doesn't know all that, well, we came up to the end up to 71. So then we have these people sitting there and waiting and listening, because we don't have to say over the whole court case again. Hutzachu lismach. If they needed another person, that means let's say one person died in the middle. So same chemenari shayna, echad, minashniya, echad minashniya bala lirishayna, echad minashniya is bala lirishniya. You don't just take a guy from the back and put him here and that's it. You move up every person.
Right, rotate.
When the Baladim faced the Bezdin, they sat in front on a lower level, no?
The first one sat in front.
If this was a circle behind. And we're facing the Bezdin,
they sat behind.
Not in front? Because that's where they need to be lower, I think, no?
Oh,
they
sat behind it. That's why they needed to be a
davkan. Yeshu of Nehem. Rashi says Yeshu of Nehem. The Mishnah says Yeshu of Nehem. It's in front of them.
Right. Face, meaning closer to the...
Closer to the,
So wait, the Bezdin's this way? You're saying the disciples are behind them, sitting behind them?
In front.
They weren't facing them? Like
yeah, that's what you just said.
Oh. I thought he said behind them. Like,
they were in the back, like as if on a sitting, and then the new Bezdin was on a floor.
Facing the
Bezdin. There's a lot of space between.
Facing the Adam and the...
Oh, they're facing
Adam,
but
they
weren't
facing... Right? Yeah,
oh,
but they're facing everyone.
No, the Adam were facing the people. The
23.
The 23 were here.
Right, so the Adam were facing. The Adam were standing right here.
I'm sorry, not the Adam. I mean the Talmid Chacham that was sitting in the other shoes was sitting closer to the Adam.
And facing them.
Facing them, right.
Oh, so they were all facing all the Adam.
All facing the Adam. The Adam were at shop. Okay. And then, yeah. You're don't have 71 anymore. One person died, so you're worried you might still need 71. So you take someone from the kal, someone that's there or not there, and you put him in the third row. And once you put him in the third, you added him to the third row. You don't add him to the first row, obviously. You add him to the third row. Everyone sat in the position where they deserve to sit. Tamidim sat on the floor in front of them on the karka. It looked like Tisha B'Av over there. You had 50 people sitting on the ground. Yeah. It was very normal to sit on the ground. Tamidim always sat on the ground when the Rebbe said Shir. Each one had in it his minions and had it. Each one had 23. What's 23 times 3?
69.
23 times 3 is 69?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're missing 2. So let's see.
You already have Sanhedrin sitting. You already have Sanhedrin sitting. So you don't need the third row shouldn't have been the 23.
Should be less.
Oh, so let's up. Zakrashi. Shemichalku Echav Gimel, Ruban Mechayv, and Umiyat Mezakin. If you be Mechalik, the third 23, most of them will be Mechayv, some of them Mezakin. Vatil the Ra, Ein Api Echad. And you don't do it, it'll be one. Vitzach Laisiv, Shnayim, Shnayim, Achim, Ve'echad. So you need to add 2 till you get to 71. Hilkach tzarech lahayshiv lifneihem. So we need to have in front of them Abba Mishmaina. You need another 48 to get to 71. 48 plus 23 is 71. V'lav ha'yachai alas ha'shu es dalit. It's not covered to make 24. The shu should be 24. Sh'temirub mishal dayanim, because then it comes out it's more than the dayanim sitting there. The shu of the dayanim is 23. It's a wider line. So, even though it won't really be wider because here the sitting in chairs, no, but I can find them yet. V'lav ha'shu es k'tanis. V'lav sh'tayim shechav gimel v'echad shal sh'nayim tamidim. And don't do 2 23s and then another 2. So hilchach avdi shal hashuas, we make even a lot of extra people like this. Just as covered, we want it to look the same. So we have all 3 23s, even though we didn't need that much. We didn't need 69. Chalachad makas mekayim lefeshepetchila kaseida hashivim. They put them in the seida. Shu yishayin gedalim shalshniyah. The first row was greater people than the second one. We gedalim in hashlishes. Megam chalshu v'shu hashivim kaseida agada b'yosh. Everyone needs to know where their place is. Right, the closer up you got, the greater person you were. If one of them died, same greater than all of them.
Is this talking about
smicha?
Means that you bring them up.
Bring them up. Can bring them closer. You don't bring someone to the call if you shall grew in the Tamidim Shabashu is God and God shall be called. Which is actually saying Pashit. You don't bring up someone from the call into the higher ups right away. Because the Sanhedrin are the greatest people that we have in Klal Yisrael. So they're obviously the greatest. Someone that's not in the Sanhedrin obviously is not the greatest. Now it's interesting, that means they stay the greatest.
We're not talking about Sanhedrin and Gedolah here. Right now we're talking about
23.
Yeah. So they're not the greatest from that area, obviously.
Yeah. Imagine the pressure that went on there. You felt so the great. I mean, like, it was so clear that you weren't.
Because during the Shia, the greater one, he asked better kashas, and he gave better Torah.
You mean that's how you measure greatness?
You outnumber us big time.
The Gemara brought out Mises.
I know, but I'm saying,
he put him in the back because they didn't like what he was saying.
I know, I understand, but it doesn't mean godless. Godless maybe means a Midas. I'm saying, you have many rabbis that the Lav Dafka Gedolei HaTorah, but they have other milas. There's a lot of different milas.
And everyone's masking that this is subjective.
So how do you know someone in the call didn't? How did it work? Everyone who was tumbling, the whole town was tumbling.
Someone could
steig him one day more than someone could, like, and that guy was sitting in the car.
But it's over a period of weeks, a month.
If it sounds subjective, then who's the one who makes that subjective decision?
It seems like it was made by itself, like it was pushed. It doesn't seem like there was someone in charge to say, okay, no, you're too small today.
So you kind of just walk and say, okay, we know this guy.
Right. If one of the Sanhedrin did Averi that day, right? So and he did a terrible thing.
He did shoot that day.
That day, okay.
That's what Gemara says.
Yeah, always. Any chashvid, never that. So Kashi, right? V'loi haya oisah shen izbam min hakal, shen ibram min hakal, yoshu min kemish ha'yushen, yoshu b'shura shlishi ala makam yoyla. You don't sit, makam seif ha'shur, you go to the end of the line. V'chein eshi ba'a shlishi l'shniya, v'chein eshi nizmach v'nishayinim, la yoshu min kemish ha'yushen, ala kulam b'seif ha'shurus. V'chol b'nei ha'shur, nimshach an ishish l'mayna m'kayme, u'malan zeh m'kayme, shazeh m'nei shakotin shav diyanum gadol min ha'gadol, shav atumid ha'yushayin.
They moved up.
Moved up. Hakan shav shen ha'gadol ma'gadol shav shniya. Hilki naidu kulu naidu, shamayis echem ha'mashiv an ha'ch Kulan tzicha lanad ishish m'kayma. It was a
musical chairs.
Musical chairs, mamash. Okay. One moved up. Every guy moved up.
Why do they have to bring from the? From...